This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
Last time, I talked about the strange case of a woman who was dying from a nasty infection in her bowel and how after 8 months, she had lost 27 kilograms of weight and she was confined to a wheelchair because of her weakness. She was also having to wear nappies because of her continual diarrhea, and she was just weeks away from dying. And then I discussed how a transfusion of feces from her husband had magically reset the microbes in her gut, and how she came back from the almost dead. So, what are these mysterious microbes in the gut? Now, I did discuss this first about 2 years ago, but a lot has happened since then. So, this is the update. The first thing to realize is that your body is made of cells. 10% are human, but 90% are microbes. In fact, if an alien looked at you, they would see you as just being a carrier for the other life forms that make up 90% of the cells in your body. We are never alone. From when we are born to after we die, when they help recycle us. Yep, it's true, we humans are mostly made from other life forms. We are a super organism, a blending of us and them. Now, please note that we are talking about the numbers of cells, not the mass or the weight. So, only about 10% of the cells in your body came from that single fertilized egg that was made when your mother and father loved each other very much in a very special way. These add up to about 1 to 10 trillion cells. The other 90% of the cells in your body, 10 to 100 trillion, they belong to other living creatures, mostly microbes. The vast majority of these other living creatures are single-celled beasties, such as bacteria, living in your gut. In total, these microbes and their little friends weigh about 1.5 kilograms. And the reason they weigh so little, even though there are so many of them, is that these microbial cells are much smaller than human cells. The result is that each of us is a strange microbe-human hybrid. Yes, we are more microbe than man. Or, because they mostly live in our gut, you could say that we are 10% human and 90% poo. Anyhow, we have a fair and reasonable relationship with them. Every single time that we eat, they eat. They grab, they store, and they redistribute energy from the food that we put in front of them. They use this energy to maintain and repair themselves, and they reproduce, and they communicate with each other. But in return, they do stuff for us. They make vitamins for us, vitamins such as vitamin K and thiamine and peroxidine. They protect us against nasty microbes. They help the immune system associated with the lining of our gut grow and mature, and in fact, they help our gut grow. They help the cells that line our gut grow and proliferate and turn into different types of cells. And they also make the tiny capillaries that line the outside of our gut and that pick up the fats and the proteins and the carbohydrates from what we eat. Without them, our gut would be a tiny, shriveled version of its healthier, robust, microbe-laden self. Microbes also break down carbohydrates that we cannot digest, and they extract energy from them for us. For example, we humans have about 98 enzymes that break down carbohydrates. But the bacteria in our gut have over 240 enzymes to turn carbohydrates into energy. These extra microbe enzymes can break down sugars that our human enzymes cannot. Some of the energy goes to the microbes, but the rest goes to us. In fact, if it wasn't for the single-celled creatures in our gut, we'd be all a lot thinner. In one study, mice were delivered by cesarean section in sterile conditions. So they had no bacteria or their little friends living in their gut. The mice were then raised in sterile environments and fed only sterile food. Compared to their regular germ-laden siblings who were fed the same food, these germ-free mice ate 29% more, and yet were very skinny, carrying 42% less fat. And then, when their mice guts were colonized with the single-celled creatures of their regular siblings, they simultaneously ate less and got fatter. So now that you have a bit of an understanding of these microbes that make up 90% of the cells in your body, I'll stop. And next time, I'll tell you the story of an animal whose gut doesn't match its diet. Yep, the giant panda.
What does it mean? Why is it so?